personnel recovered a pulse. Since my original Death in Yellowstone was published in 1995, other authors have joined me in writing about deaths and injuries in other national parks, and in at least one of those cases, I spoke on the telephone to an author. My friend Butch Farabee joined Michael Ghilieri to produce Off the Wall, Death in Yosemite, 2007, and Ghilieri also produced Over the Edge, Death in Grand Canyon, 2001. We swapped some information, and I thank those authors for that. Almost as interesting to me as the many death incidents themselves are references I found to the way that early Yellowstone residents and writers responded generally to the subject of deaths in the first national park. A New Jersey subscriber to the Livingston, Montana Post wrote to that newspaper in 1892 asking if any tourists were ever murdered in the Yellowstone National Park. James C. McCartney, one of the founders of the village of Mammoth Hot Springs in 1871 and the credited founder of the town of Gardner, Montana in 1880, responded to the inquiry by stating that he knew of no such murders except for the ones that occurred during the Nez Perce War of 1877. McCartney mentioned Charles Kenck and Richard Dietrich without mentioning the violent deaths of at least